my pride. I would choke on the rhymes, but the lack thereof would leave me empty inside. Swallow my doubt, turn it inside out, find nothing but faith in nothing. Wanna put my tender heart in a blender, watch it spin round to a beautiful oblivion. Rendezvous, then I'm through with you. I burn, burn like a wicker cabinet, sharp light and oh so frail. I see our time has gotten stale. The tick-tock of the clock is painful, all sane and logical. I wanna tear it off the wall. I hear words and clips and phrases, I think sick like ginger ale. My stomach turns and I exhale. I would swallow my pride, I would choke on the rhyme.
Good evening. It is 7 o'clock. It's Tuesday night. That means it's time for Just Joshing Around. And I am Just Josh, here with Melissa.
I am the stand-in co-host.
Co-host. The regular co-host. I always enjoy your company.
That would almost be funny if you weren't sitting down. So, yeah.
Oh, good, good. Standing, sitting. So clever. And with the jokes. And on the soundboard is Jay, as always. We thank Jay for being here.
You're welcome.
Yep. Hey, Jay.
Friend to all insects and other things that creep upon his house that we were talking about earlier. Just kill them all.
That's me.
Yeah.
He's the one who does things.
Well, I went to the back to get a bottle of water, and there was a dead spider the size of my thumb back there, and it freaked me out a little bit. I got rid of him, but
you don't know what's going to show up dead in this building.
As long as it's dead. As long as it's dead. I don't do real live spiders.
Oh yeah.
Anyways, it's good to be back one more time. And let's talk about this real quick because this is Eve 6 Inside Out, one of my favorites from them. They're gonna be in Coleman this weekend, which is really
Coleman.
Did I say that wrong?
Like here.
Yeah.
For those of you listening.
Yeah, why not? Why not in Coleman? I like them.
Coleman.
It's, people like them. But for the Strawberry Festival, which is weird, like if I had to think about what venues would I want to play as a band, the last one I could think of would be, especially as a rock band, the last one I would think of would be
under the wooden shed.
Yeah, a Strawberry Festival in a rural town. Oh well, I guess we're not super rural anymore.
Hey Josh, it's all about the Benjamins, baby.
They put up this really nice stage in the middle of the street, like Arnold Street and what's the other one?
Yeah.
Like Arnold Street and Third Avenue.
Not only did they do that, but as Melissa and I were checking out the professionalism of the entity who puts it on, and then they throw up Cake by the Ocean, and learned that the version that they had was not edited.
Ooh, that's a very tough lesson to learn on the spot.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, I heard that one popped up for you the other day while you were doing your remote broadcast, and I thought, isn't this song old? Haven't we, gotten rid of this song by now?
I
thought we had an executive decision on that. But
it's still a catchy song, so I was okay with it. I remember
it. Is it really?
Yeah, well, it's catchy. I don't think... Yeah, there's a lot of songs that are old and that I don't care for anymore, but they're still catchy.
Like, isn't it one of those songs that has like 10 like Uber meanings or something? Like it's not really
Uber
about
meanings?
Having
like the car company Uber
that,
or like
I made that up.
Oh, okay.
You mean like alternate?
Yeah, like
maybe so.
Not actually about eating a piece of vanilla birthday cake by the ocean.
No, it is not.
What do you mean, Jerry? That is exactly what I thought it meant. What are you talking about?
And you know what else? The summer of 69 was not about the year 1969. Because he was like there in 1969.
I'm kind of
turn it off. All of it. My ears.
Yeah, right? I don't know what any of you are talking about.
My ears.
Anyways. So they're coming to the Strawberry Festival, which I'm actually going to be at. So
moving right along.
Yeah.
If you know what I look like, flag me down and say hello, because I will probably be struggling in the heat.
If you know what I look like, do not stop
stop and say hello.
I'm not good with strangers.
I get it. Right.
I know that we've been at like Oktoberfest, and I don't think Live 95 has ever like broadcasted live from the Strawberry Fest, have we?
I don't
Melissa?
Think so.
I don't think so. We've just attended. And
we could always go there and hang out and set up our stuff.
Yeah, we should set up a booth.
Yeah. Are they going to tell us to leave?
Is there a Live 95 table in our Live 95 banner?
Yeah, that's right.
I'm wearing my Live 95 t-shirt, but I'm in the public right away, so you can't tell me to leave.
We're in a sidewalk.
Our banner might be held by two of us.
Are you intruding or something?
Yeah.
That's what we should do, is just take a parade down the middle.
Right. Maybe take a microphone or two and just turn it up.
Jay and I will carry the banner, and Melissa will follow with a headset and a microphone.
Do we know anybody with a convertible?
Yes. Oh, that would be awesome. Yeah.
And an iPad watching the hockey game.
The Princess
Stream hockey whenever you can. Stream anything whenever you can. I'm part of that crew. You know, I watch a ton of Netflix and YouTube videos on my phone all day, every day. So why not? We have the ability. We have the streaming unlimited data capability. So why not?
Why not?
There you
do
go.
It. Well,
unlimited.
We're on the radio right now.
Yeah, unlimited.
Well, we're on the radio.
The word that means 22 gigabytes. Yeah.
Well,
unlimited.
No, Jay.
Watch your video.
It's technically unlimited.
Live hockey. Well,
yeah.
It's technically the unlimited. Playing it's the just Capitals. Not. What kind is unlimited?
Only if you like driving a car with a governor that keeps you going like 22 miles an hour. So,
well, yeah. I mean, all cars have a governor.
Some people need like less than 22 miles.
Yeah, they do. And most of those people have a 25 tag. Ooh, sick burn.
Or do you want to say it, Melissa, or do you want me to say it?
What?
Or no tag at all.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, they are most likely from Coleman.
We're getting deep into it now, y'all.
Yeah. No. I love playing those games where it's like, okay, so this person has no tag, and he probably has a dent in his car. It's like,
ooh.
Oh, nice. Nice. I see. I didn't even know you had these sound effects.
Oh, I saw a car the other day.
I will not share my secrets. Not all of them.
That had a tag on the back of it, and then had a different tag in the window.
Ooh.
Like,
what happens to that?
I guess he wanted to be doubly protected.
Or did he? Was the tag
like,
that was on it?
One was 25 and one was 47.
This is my other tag.
Yeah. I live in two counties.
By the way, if you're driving around, if you're driving around without a tag.
Yeah.
Gosh. Where are you finding the soundboard? Because I've been trying to, build one on my laptop.
I will not share.
But then I'd have to bring in the laptop and then hook up like the remote broadcast board and then put it into my microphone, and it was just too much work.
You need one of those for your work computer, so when people come in and ask you, like, my Windows is not responding.
Right. Exactly. I didn't know. I had a woman come by my desk today. Yeah. What is this? I don't come by my desk today, and she was, you know, complaining that she has to restart her computer all the time. And I'm like, oh, okay, really? How often are you restarting your computer? And she says, like twice a week. I'm going to restart it. I'm like, okay, well, there's your problem. Like, it needs to be far more often than that.
That sounds like me, though, right?
Like, why am I having to turn this off so often?
Yeah.
Like, once a year is too much.
Jay's like, have you tried rebooting it? I just did that, two weeks ago.
I hit the wrong button. Say again, she didn't turn her computer off and back on, and we said.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay.
But there's actually a banner, like, in my office that's like you've seen the ones that say, you know, keep calm and carry on while it's, have you tried turning it off and on again? There you go. Oh, we're going to have to talk about the soundboard in a minute.
Yeah,
I want this. I'm going to use this next week. Okay, free promo for next week. Next week is going to be
Josh all the time.
Yes, and I'm going to invite some folks down, and I'm not going to be, you know, guided by parental figures that are Jay and Melissa. So So who knows what's going to happen next week? Because it's all Josh driving the radio.
So like, they haven't given us...
It's like unlimited Josh. Nobody will be sitting there with the mute button if we say the word start.
You've said it out loud. It's going
to
happen.
Elon Musk has not personally invited us to take like a flight off of the planet yet. So we'll still be able to hear you.
I won't be able
to reach in here and do like, you know...
Dad.
That. I won't be able to do that.
Dad will be listening.
Oh, gosh.
Definitely.
Yeah, I get an angry text message. Like, it's dead air. Fix it. Fix it.
Yeah. There have been like 1.5 seconds of dead air, Josh.
Right. You took a breath. Stop doing that. Stop doing that.
I'm going to dock your pay.
Yeah, exactly.
That you've already paid him. No, so there's that.
Right. I thought about that when he was talking to me over the weekend. He's like, hey, and we agreed upon this, right? I'm like, you're going to pay me in advance? Like, what? Okay. All right. So
pocket that cash.
Oh yes, oh yes.
And the best thing about it is Jay would never remember. So you could say, you know, you didn't pay me for last week.
So yeah, Jay and I worked together Saturday, and this is actually something I wanted to talk about because I did the remote broadcast at Guthrie's on Saturday.
Wait! We got one for that.
He's got one for it somewhere.
There's so many. Gosh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun. It was because Guthrie's was kind enough to not only give us a spot and put us on the radio, but he put us like closest to the road as I possibly could be, right? And people were honking and waving. It was a great time.
Awesome.
I run into several people. And Nikki and Luke came out, and I met Robert, who was interested in the station, and Jacob walked like two blocks to get to me from his work.
Wow.
And he's been following the station on the Facebook page.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh,
so,
nice.
Jacob, if you're listening. Ones. Exactly. Jacob, Jacob and Robert, if you're listening, good on you. Good on you.
Thank you.
And so I gave away t-shirts and we ate a bunch of chicken. It was a good time.
Nice.
It was a really good time.
I didn't get any free chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Where is my free chicken?
It's at Guthrie's, and it is delicious. Let me tell you, I didn't tell Keith that because I felt like it might or may not have hurt his feelings, but I haven't eaten Guthrie's in years because I don't wind up on that end of town a lot.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Well, from now on, I'm going there more often because it is delicious.
It is really
top tier chicken. It really is. And
you mean there's no pock pock lunch egg?
Yeah, we're going to need some chicken sounds.
Lunch egg.
But yeah, really good food. Like I just sat there. It was a great day, but it was awful for my health because I just sat there in the sun and ate chicken and drank tea. And
what's wrong with that?
Sunscreen.
Yeah, it's not good for me at all.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, I didn't think about that. I totally could have burnt and I didn't have any sunscreen with me.
Yeah.
But it was a good time.
That's the mom in me.
Not possible because you have the awesome and magical Live 95 tent.
So. Oh,
yeah, we've learned about tents, right? When the sun moves.
You have to run away from it.
Yeah, you have to like.
I didn't have to do
like
that.
Over here. Like,
yeah, way over there.
Yeah.
But It was only 2 hours or 2.5 hours, so I didn't have to do too much running. It was good.
Nice.
Gave away a lot of t-shirts.
Awesome.
But it's been a busy week for Live 95.5. We did that on Saturday.
Yeah, it was crazy.
The day before, y'all did the State of Our Communities.
Yes.
How did that go?
Mostly good, except I knew a little bit more about some of the topics than the presenters did because I'm kind of plugged in on certain things, and like I did not contradict them. I mean, I had the power of the microphone, but I'm like, I'm not gonna.
Some live commentary would have been interesting.
Yeah.
Is that?
But you know, I'll do it now. Lesson number one.
No.
Haleyville Hospital did not close.
Oh,
Winston County bought the hospital and is now running it.
Hmm.
So for those of you listening in Coleman who thinks it closed, well, it did not stay closed.
In fact,
it never actually closed. I'm not supposed to talk about the other one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Silence.
Is it on demand anywhere on our site?
It is.
Good.
In fact.
Good, because I did not get to listen to any of that. All I heard was Jay broadcasting songs out in between times.
We'll be back in a few minutes as soon as they decide to begin presenting again.
That's exactly what I heard.
It's all riveting.
Good. Yeah, so we actually re-aired the whole thing. I don't think I even told Melissa that yet, but Sunday we did the whole thing again, starting at 12, and I think it ran until like 3:30.
Yep.
And you can find them on live95coleman.com. Click on demand, and they're right there on the top of the page.
Good. And in case anybody's wondering, that's where you can find any of these shows.
Yeah.
My shows, their shows, everybody's shows.
Here a show, there a show.
Yeah.
Everywhere a show.
And they're all
old
really...
Old Live95 had a farm.
They're all really awesome.
Yeah, and no, and hey, there you go. We say that in jest, but it really is. When I first started listening to the radio station, I'd heard somewhere, somehow, that they were on demand. And I went out there, and I could play it on a phone, on a desktop, anything that gave me internet access.
Yep.
I could listen to it, and that was really fun.
Oh, and also, you can listen live to the radio while I have a candy in my mouth. On the TuneIn app.
Yes. A lot of our listeners to this show specifically are already participating in that. But if you happen to be in the car on your way home from away from home, you can listen to us anywhere on the face of the planet as long as you have an internet connection on the TuneIn app. And it's awesome. They try to sell you a pro version, but after that, it's all free. Several different stations, although Live 95.5 should be in your favorite section.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because we are awesome.
And it's not even that. I mean, if you've got a Google Home or an Alexa, I mean, you can beg and plead those masters of your lives to also give you Live 95, and they'll do it. You can say stuff like, it's been a while since I've done
I've got to try that with
Hey Alexa. Google, play 95.5 in Coleman, or hey Google, play WRJM in Coleman. That's our call letters. Which stand for We Are Jay and Melissa.
Which is
we are, our Google at home is probably playing our radio station right now.
Yeah, think we left the radio on?
that's what we did. We had the Alexa, and we would play Pandora or the Amazon music streaming service through it all the time, and we really liked it. Oh, it's about that time. When we come back from this break.
That was the past 20 minutes.
I know. The small talk gets me every time. When we come back, I want to talk about all those things that I said to Alexa and what's happening to that.
And so now you can't make fun of anyone else who does a live show on the station, too, and wonder how did the show
like. Yeah, what happens? Yeah,
we exactly. just got through our introductions, and oh, my God, it's half over.
Well, one day when I don't have a real job, I'll just sit here for like 4 hours.
I think that's called retirement, Josh.
Retirement. I'm looking for early retirement.
That could be fun.
So if you could sponsor me.
22 years?
Yeah, right, exactly. But we'll be back.
All right, y'all hang out. We'll be back in a minute.
I'm high on believing that you're in love with me.
This is Big D, the new voice of Live 95.5 from the popular Facebook page, What's Happening in Coleman. I'm the owner of Cosmic Sound DJ Entertainment. Are you needing a DJ for your upcoming wedding or event? We've got you covered from one of our Cosmic Sound DJs, from myself to DJ Nate Dogg Nathaniel Turner and DJ Dave Hayes. We can bring the party to you. I've just upgraded Cosmic Sound with all brand new sound and lighting equipment. In business for over 30 years, we travel statewide in Alabama, and we're based out of Coleman. When you need the best in DJ entertainment, I can be reached at 736-3888. This is DJ Big D. The party starts with Cosmic Sound.
Hey guys, let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Kicks me. I've been feeling it since 1966. not the feet.
And we're back. Very short break tonight.
We are back.
Man, the small talk just rolls, and before you know it, we're halfway through the show, and I need like 6 more hours to talk about all the things I need to talk about today.
I'm sorry, what were you saying? I was just waiting for you to finish so that I can
Yes, exactly. Okay, so what she's referring to is I tried to give Melissa a heads up and not just blindside her all the time with my topics, but clickbait topic coming up. Discussion is dead in 2018. 1,000%, right?
Finally.
And yeah. And Melissa's reassuring me that it's been dead for a very long time and I just haven't been paying attention to it.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to get at here is I've had conversations with people today that come to me for said conversation, but it turns into they're not really listening to me talk, or we're not really discussing an idea. It's really just them waiting for me to stop talking so they can talk about themselves and their problems. And
that's what Melissa tells me every night.
Oh gosh, it's really annoying
when we're speaking to each other.
Oh gosh,
get out of my room. Hockey's on.
Yeah, hockey's on.
Sorry, are you the man?
Yes.
Okay.
Well. Okay. So before we dive into this one, I forgot during the small talk, you can call us and contribute or change the subject altogether. You can call
Good
us.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, right. At 256-737-9505. Or we have a Facebook post on Live Coleman's Live 95.5 Facebook page.
Yes.
Find us there. We're talking about it. There's one usually every week on the Facebook page.
Hey, let me give y'all another hint. You can go to live95coleman.com and scroll down until you see the Facebook logo on the store glass, and it will take you straight there. Time warp kind of thing.
Jay keeps repping all these links. I wonder who put these all together. I wonder who's responsible for making the links.
That would not be me.
We've already got several people in here on the Facebook page, but even though I did not tell you about it. But search us. I'm out here. I'm trying to keep up with some of these already.
All of our wonderful fans, y'all have been trained well.
Yeah, right?
Ones and ones.
I love you all.
Oh, ones and ones.
If you're listening right now,
we might be up to like ones and zeros and ones and zeros now. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
See what I did there?
We're into double digits for sure. I don't want to come off of my discussion topic too hard, but Nikki in Smoke Rise just asked me if I'd seen the new Avengers movie. I have not.
What's
hey, Nikki, that? Let's talk. Call me and let's talk about that.
I'm not part of that. And actually,
have to walk outside.
I'm not scheduled to see it until next week. So I've given up on not trying to find spoilers. They're everywhere. I don't care.
You have to see Thor Ragnarok first.
See, I've got so many of them. Melissa suggests that I just go and completely raid every Marvel movie out of the red box.
Yes.
And binge watch, which I might do.
And we haven't seen Black Panther yet.
So I can't believe you've not seen Black Panther. Yep. Black Panther was probably the biggest movie this year.
Like everybody and their mothers, brothers, uncles, cousins
Everyone.
Has seen Black Panther.
People that don't even like superheroes have seen Black Panther. Yeah. That's a whole nother discussion. Yeah. My wife is posting baby pictures in the chat. Like, don't do that. Don't do that. This is not the time and the place for that.
Oh, yes, it is.
Anyways, back to the discussion thing. I've got a list. You've got a baby one, but you don't have any chickens. Like, what is this? I file a formal complaint. Was that? No, that's a pig. You're getting warmer.
It's close.
You're getting really close. But the discussion thing, like, this got under my skin really bad today, and that's why I want to talk about it for a little bit. But I've got a group of people, and a blessing of mine is to have a large group of people that don't fall in that category. Like, they, when they talk to me, they generally want to know how Josh is, right? Not just listen to me about this. That being said, I don't have a problem. If you want to tell me about something, if you want to brag to me about some new car you bought or whatever, that's fine. I'll share the joy with you because I love to see anybody that happy about anything, right?
Yeah.
To see other people happy makes me happy.
Right.
Just tell me about it. I don't have a problem with that. But if your sole purpose is to like allude to the fact, you know, we're just doing this because you want me to ask about your thing. Like, no, I'm not doing that either. Yeah.
That's right. Not a mutual discussion.
It's not. Like, if you're excited about it, that's great. Cause you'll catch me sometimes. I love playing golf. I might tell you about my Saturday, trip to go play golf, and you may not care about golf because, like, I'm just excited about it. I want to tell you about it.
Right. You know? And I'll remember it.
Right. But, then you have these discussions with seemingly a lot of people out in the world that they don't care. They don't care what's going on with you or what's going on with the other person at all. They just waiting for you to get done so they can start their propaganda about whatever.
And that's not new.
It's not. You're right. But I guess growing up to a point, even, you know, to 26 years old, I believed that there weren't that many people out there that were behaving like that.
There are.
It's totally true. Now, that being said, I believe that all people that listen to this show are not part of that group.
Everybody's awesome.
You are all perfect.
All of you are awesome.
Right. But if you run into these people, don't get upset because we exist, right? So don't get too downtrodden. There are people who care about you that want to talk to me.
Yes.
Every Tuesday I end my show with, I love you, right? If you're listening, I love you.
And
for
goodbye,
that reason.
Chloe's mom.
And goodbye, Chloe's mom. Because we want to spread a little bit of love out. I know. I've been getting on to Chloe really bad because she's not been here in several weeks.
Where's Chloe?
She's doing like grown-up stuff somewhere else, not playing on the radio. And I shame her for that all the time. So
adulting.
Yeah. I think next week she's made a spot for us. So,
awesome.
Unfortunately, she won't be here when y'all are here, but she'll be on the air if you happen to think about us on Tuesday nights of your vacation. I wouldn't. I totally wouldn't listen to me. But, I think she's going to make a return. There's been talks of some of our younger listeners around the age of like 5 that will be answering.
Hey, Google, what does optimism mean?
Hopefulness and confidence about the future are
the around the age of 5 are going to answer some current event questions, and I think that's just going to be golden.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So
record that one definitely,
yes.
Because I'll probably be at Hooters looking for the NHL playoff.
For the hockey game? Now, that's respect right there.
Again, who's the man in the relationship?
Exactly.
<here?
laughs> It's like you walk into your beachside Hooters.
I just give up.
And Jay just looks so bored to death.
Yeah,
right?
He's like looking at his phone. Calling,
right?
rolling my eyes.
Can we leave? Yeah. No, I don't blame you there.
I don't drink beer and I don't like women. What am I doing at Hooters?
Excuse me, I never said I don't like women. I'm just not around you. So
okay.
Facebook. That would hurt if you could still hurt me after 17 years.
I'm gonna have to go back and listen to the replay of that one. I didn't hear that one. Probably for the best.
I'm looking for the there we go. Yep.
Oh, right away. This is great. And see, that's why you cut our break short, is so I couldn't get up there and ask you about your sample. That's what it was. Anyhow, some talk that's going on. Yeah, right. I'm sorry, we would have accepted Wolf or Bow Wow. That's some Celebrity Jeopardy quote right there, so you should go out and see that. Brittany asked if I was referring to her when I was talking about someone not listening. When I was talking, no, Brittany, it's not you. And Nikki from Smoker Eyes says, yes, also see Doctor Strange and be caught up on Iron Man and Captain America. We haven't seen Black Panther, but it didn't matter for the movie.
Mm-mm.
Cool.
Have you seen Doctor Strange?
I have seen Doctor Strange. We talked about this. Remember, it made me motion sick. Because there were so many turnings. Matter of fact, I'm doing this in the air with my hand, and that's how the whole system works. Is he like does some circles in the air, and then the world rotates and folds in on itself.
Me motion sick.
Honestly, I got down to like the last 30 minutes, which was like the last fight scene, and I'm like, nope, we have to turn off the TV and the lights for like 20 minutes and let me just find my sea legs. But
the last fight of Doctor Strange is a little bit like the last half of 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Oh, really? See, I've not seen
so
that.
So trippy.
Which is interesting because the way that Doctor Strange works, he goes through all these time loops and he's seen mm-hmm. all the things mm-hmm. that will come mm-hmm. and whatever. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, dude, haven't you seen the
14,605.
Right? It's like, how have you not seen the Infinity Stones being collected by Thanos by now, right? Like,
maybe he has. Oh, yeah. Spoilers.
Right. And he's done nothing to help it. Anyways,
or maybe he has.
Next week, I will see this. I don't know if I'll have seen it.
I am so not up to date on pop culture, but it doesn't matter.
On Tuesday's show, I may have not
well,
seen it by
then. Don't talk about it until I'm here.
Okay.
So
okay.
that, you know.
Yeah, I think
or
it's...
Hey,
she'll call in when you're ready. Just,
oh, you know, yes. If I,
she'll pause the hockey just for you, Josh.
If I see it this weekend or Monday night, I will text you on Tuesday
right.
and you can call in and
all
talk
right.
about it. That's
all
fun.
Right.
Anyhow.
It's a lot of, huh?
Oh, really? The
what?
But the Black Panther movie, you haven't seen it, and from what I understand, you don't need to see it to watch the Infinity War.
I can vouch for that because we haven't seen Black Panther, and we have seen Infinity War, and it made sense.
But Black Panther is a great movie. It's a great standalone movie, right? Okay. Kind of like
Star Trek. Great standalone movie.
Yeah, no. No? It's not an origin story?
Tried to hijack
probably
it.
Because Captain America Winter Soldier was the beginning of the Black Panther saga.
Possibly. Like, you do kind of, you don't figure out, they don't do it in depth. Like, when I think of origin story, I think of the first Captain America
yeah.
movie, right? You see him before he becomes this, after. They mention how Wakanda became what it is, yeah. but not in depth, right?
Mm, okay.
It was more of like scribbled on some books and a character reads it to you. Like, that's pretty much it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sounds exciting.
Yeah. And of course, it ties into everything else. And at the end, there's things that happen that I don't necessarily agree with, but whatever.
Now I have to see it.
Let me give you another hint. At the end of Infinity War, a lot of things happen that I'm not sure we all agree with. So
ooh.
There you go.
I'm not sure anybody agrees with the ending.
But it's 2018, so am I ever going to agree with anything that's going on? Meta questions right there.
Well, actually,
that
it does.
Meta.
I was about to say it has nothing to do with Donald Trump, but in fact, it does have something to do with
really?
Donald Trump. So
does it?
I believe there was a line in the movie about who's president. No, I'm confusing that with a TV show. Never mind.
Okay,
never mind. Erase.
The
hey, recording guy, back up about 15
seconds. Well, I mean, if you want to know, like, if anybody agrees with it or disagrees with it, just go to Tumblr. They'll tell you.
Tumblr, wait, and...
Well, I'm going to side with Reddit. I have learned so much about, for example, MoviePass on Reddit. It's
you keep repping MoviePass on Reddit.
Yeah.
Reddit is like the front
the
page
cesspool
of everything. No.
Yeah.
Reddit is the bumper, is the grill of everything that is, like, you dig through Reddit enough and it's just them pointing back to Tumblr or Imgur.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Because anybody that goes out there and spends any time on Reddit, all the links or the stories that you click on they have to put their source up front. And the source is almost always Imgur or Tumblr or some newsstand somewhere.
Because that's where I want to get my news. I want my news to be sourced back to a Tumblr post.
Yeah, well,
I think we have an age difference here, Josh.
Yeah, we really do. But it still applies, right? I'm still okay with Reddit bringing me my news because someone else is curating it. Like, someone else has already put the legwork on this story to find me the
usually
truth.
Someone has posted a story, and then basically you have 300 comments, which, I mean, if you go out to a story on MSNBC, you've got 5,000 comments, and they're all hate speech. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Reddit's not going to bring you anything better. Let me go ahead and put that out there.
All right.
It depends on what topic you look at.
I don't have to dive into Reddit.
You're going to find a lot of racial slurs out there on Reddit.
Oh.
Yeah. But... like anything else, you wade through it and you find the truth in it, right? But the good thing about Reddit and Tumblr and Imgur, they throw it all at your feet, right? So I find that normal media is like news outlets on TV are the same way, except they spin it before they throw it at your feet, right? They paint it in some form or fashion. No, not Reddit. Like Reddit just throws it at your feet. Like you can wade through it yourself.
Then I might have to go there.
Yeah, I really like it. And my wife loves Reddit. She's got the app on her phone because
Don't worry, Josh. I'm sure if you're wrong about that, she'll tell you.
No. She loves Reddit.
Me or his wife.
An infinite amount of subreddits are out there, right? And she follows like I think a puppy Reddit, and we've got a full-blooded Doberman. She follows a Doberman Reddit, and people just post pictures of their dogs or their cats. Yes.
So it's like Tumblr.
Yes. Yes.
For news.
Yes, and I promise.
And pictures.
Almost all of those will probably point back to Tumblr. But great place. Any information about anything, they've got subreddits, forums about, you know, if you own a certain type of VCR, there's a subreddit for it.
I
promise you. Which, that kind of dates me when I say VCR, right?
So, I think that 4chan is the cesspool.
Ooh, yeah. 4chan is, like...
I've never been there, but 4chan, I've heard about it.
4chan is the septic tank. Like, every house needs one, but no one wants to talk about them. That's 4chan. Oh, we got to cut that one. No, I'm going to pull that one with Audacity. That's going to run on my spot. All right, we're going to come back in a little while. See ya.
Sleeping in my bed. So show me family. All the blood that I will bleed. I don't know where I belong. I don't know where I went wrong.
Let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
There are a lot of signs on the side of the road right now, which means an election is coming up. Sure, name recognition is good, but in 2018, voters expect a little more than that. We can help. Radio is a great medium to tell voters more about yourself, your platform, and your goals. Our very own Melissa with Live 95 is ready to take your call at 256-339-5554. 256-339-5554. Live 95 can help get your message out to Cullman County.
Can I sit next to you? Can you sit next to me? Get the stars out your eyes. Come and bring them to me. I've been gone so long. I've been working on a plan, yeah. It's just that I've been down so long. I gotta give me my work.
And we're back. We're taking some short breaks tonight, just because the content is so good here.
Riveting
on,
radio. Yeah,
Live 95.5. I have misplaced my Facebook post, so I'm going back out there. I'm searching. Yeah. Your timing's getting better.
The blue one. I think that's
boo. So I'm going out there. I'm surfing 95.5
can't
Coleman.
Hear myself.
That's not good. Maybe Jay has muted you.
Did you mute me, Jay?
No, I can hear her.
Oh, okay. We'll adjust some. You're picking me up really well, but not you. Anyways, we'll adjust some monitors and keep moving on. A minute ago, or more than a minute ago now.
Like 1.5 minutes.
Yeah, 1.5 minutes. I mentioned all the stuff that we say to Alexa or to Google Home, or that you say in front of your OnStar rear view mirror. Right?
We've had this discussion before.
Have we?
Too. Yeah.
Oh, not
on,
like
on the radio or off the radio?
Okay, off the air. But here is our complete and total extent of Google. Hey, Google, what's the weather today? That's the one thing we use Google for.
Because it's too much effort to, like, look on our phones or step outside.
I mean, I'm literally, like, getting out of the shower and trying to decide what to put on, and I'm like, hey, Google, what's the weather?
When you do that, will it tell you the chance of rain?
Yes.
Ooh, see, yes. I like that. See, we still pull it up, like, the Weather Channel app on our phone.
Hey, Google, what's the weather?
It's 73 degrees and clear in Cullman.
Nice. Nah, it's different on the Google Home.
Yeah. But I may have to venture out to that. See, we unplugged Alexa because, like, the internet kept going in and out for a little while when I was having some modem problems.
That's I need to memorize that. Have you booted Alexa yet?
Yeah, right. Well, she kept yelling at us.
Oh,
right. Okay. It's just, I seem to have lost internet connection.
Oh.
Right? And this was in the middle of the night, right? Cuz when my modem started
having
problems.
That's not spooky at
all. Oh, it was very spooky. We had a friend of ours staying over, and she was asleep on the couch.
I see a really horrible tech support call coming.
Yeah.
Oh,
and Alexa was right next to her and is screaming in the middle of the night. I seem to have lost internet connection. She's like, what is this? What is this? I'm like, I don't know. I'm just going to unplug it. And we haven't plugged it back in.
So was Alexa the one that was laughing at people? And what else was?
No, I've not heard that.
Oh, yeah.
Jay, do you know anything about this?
Yeah.
I wasn't listening. What did she say?
Alexa's laughing at people?
I haven't heard that.
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
I don't know. No,
I have to confess. I was on YouTube trying to find a recording of Alexa saying, I've lost my internet connection.
Yeah, right. It's, okay, so... Yeah, it's
all I found were instructional videos on what to do if Alexa loses her internet connection.
It's scary.
Unplug her and throw her out
Alexa
the window.
Laughing. Yeah. Laughing at people. I don't know why. Anyways, it was really loud.
Alexa owner records creepy laugh.
Creepy laugh.
And it's Canada, so it's believable, right?
It's Canadian.
Globalnews.ca, so, you know, they're telling the truth. They're Canadian.
Okay. Well, give it a shot.
GC.
Ad.
Oh no, that's because you're not a YouTube Red subscriber.
No, it's a news feed.
She works for a nonprofit. She doesn't have any money.
It's a
news feed.
We talked about that. Let's see if it'll play.
Alexa, play the last sound.
Oh, that was her. That is creepy. I thought that was a person. Oh, that's awful.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to do
Google
that.
Google it on your time off.
Can I, like...
Now I'm too loud.
Start some audio editing and, like, compare and contrast Alexa's voice to, like, Hillary Clinton's voice.
Ooh.
You go right ahead. Nobody's stopping you.
You're getting deep into the wormhole at that point, right?
Nobody's stopping
you. Hey, you know, anybody that has proof or is going to come forward and talk just magically disappears, right?
Yeah. Okay, so.
Go the way of Jimmy Hoffa.
Yeah. So what do you ask Alexa when you were asking Alexa?
And really, it was just to play music. But my thing, and that's why I mentioned the OnStar navigation piece, there's all sorts of data that's being collected, right?
Yes.
They're always listening. Whether they say they are or not, they're always listening.
Oh, I had that on me. I had that muted.
Hockey had something to say.
Washington scored. It's 1-0.
Is that going on right now? Is that live or is that recorded?
Yeah, it's live.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So Pittsburgh just answered back. It's now 1-1.
Okay, so.
Just doing a radio show and watching hockey at the same time. No big deal.
No. This is where this conversation started.
It's
because we were talking about how cool it was to be disconnected all the time. And this is a discussion that I have with people because by nature, I'm interested in technology and everything.
You be the optimist. I'll be the pessimist.
Okay.
Let's go.
That's fine.
Let's roll.
I'll play both sides of the fence. I don't have a problem. Because I like for everything to be as automated as possible.
And I love going to eat and not looking at my bride.
Yeah, he does.
Right.
He does.
What? I'm confused. That one went over my head. I feel like those are problems that need to be settled outside of my show. Right? But I like everything to be
watching the hockey game on the iPad. Oh, yes. More important than having a conversation with me.
Everyone, we talked about roles in relationships earlier. I feel like we're circling back.
Honey, it's the playoffs.
Honey,
it's the playoffs. Yeah. No, my wife and I had this conversation about the Masters like Sunday evening because we had to go to – we went to church and we had to go to dinner afterwards, and I'd recorded it, and she said, "You've got to help me do, you know, X, Y, and Z." And I said, "Honey, it's the Masters.
Yeah,
I'm gonna watch this.
I mean, it's the Masters.
We have to finish watching this.
I understand.
It's like my dad.
It's called a major for
honey,
a reason.
I'm and gonna I play was, golf. I then was, you can have an hour of my time.
I there was you go. Having that same thought that your mom had said. Well, you know, he sat on the couch and he said he had to watch the Masters, yes. And not to
it's
bother.
A major.
And I was like,
before Melissa worked herself to death last week, she had these grandiose ideas that we were going to go out and partay at Goat Island Friday night.
Partay.
And I was just like, uh-huh, yeah, sure, you do that. Let me borrow the iPad. I will rewatch Star Trek Next Gen episodes while you dance
That's
your booty.
That's what he said.
Both, yeah. Both of those sound torturous. But, but back to the conversation. I love the automation.
You mean we left the conversation?
Yes,
really?
We did.
Still on the conversation.
No, we left the conversation I intended.
I was a big devil's advocate. Continue, sir. Yep, we're good.
I like the fact that when I get to this place or that place, Google says, "Hey, some reviewers said that the catfish here was really good.
That's
Maybe
cool.
You should try it."
I do like that.
Okay, but that it creeps my father out. Completely. He hates that. He doesn't want them to know anything about him whatsoever. But I'm okay with that. I don't have a problem with that. It depends on what you're wanting to hide.
Probably the age difference.
I think what we're working towards here is something that those of us who work with technology, as some of us do and some of us don't, come across on a regular basis, and that is really the fine line between convenience and privacy and security.
Yes.
You are correct, sir.
They all run together.
My question, anytime that this is brought up, because this is a hot-button topic, I mean, Mark Zuckerberg was in Congress last week because of this.
In fact, that's on my list of things to watch while on vacation.
What was
his
name?
His
press conference? Data Collector.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
His testimony to Congress, but more specifically the Congress people questioning him, I've heard
is...
It's
phenomenal.
It's better than watching like Saturday Night Live.
Yes, yes, it's so cringeworthy. But at the same time, like he looks like a robot, so don't know which side to believe.
Yeah,
but I'm okay with that. So when this conversation comes up, I'm always asking the question: if everybody's information is public, all of yours, all of mine, what's it matter? You know, if no one's hiding anything, what's it matter?
Oh, I can nail it to you right now, Mr. I'm the pessimist.
Come on.
All right. So Melissa and I are talking about going out of town to a vacation next week.
Yes.
If you're listening to my radio station and you happen to know where I live, then you know I'm not going to be home next week. You can come take all my stuff.
Yes. Okay. But you're living in a world where the alleged thief's information is not shared as well. So he's got a phone in his pocket. His information is public. So
okay.
So which is not everyone in Coleman.
Everyone everywhere, no matter what.
Which phone might be because right now I'm not going to say it. I'll say it later.
Okay.
Because I don't want to give too much away. Since Jay pointed that out, and now I'm paranoid about that.
Say it louder.
Thanks, Jay.
So that's
say it clear.
Something else for me to be. See, when Fitbits came out,
yes,
I was like, I am not going to wear one
really?
Of those things.
One
I don't
of these?
Want the government to track
arm up
what
and it's
I've
on my,
done
yeah.
because I mean, the next thing you know, that. Insurance companies are going to rate you on what your Fitbit says.
State Farm and Progressive and several others do that right now with your car.
Big Brother.
I don't touch that because I know that's what they're doing for it.
And then I got in a huge argument with someone about your every car having a GPS locator. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, I don't want the police to know where I've been.
Yeah.
You know, but it's not their business.
Okay.
And they're like,
but why?
Oh, but you know, it would be so helpful for people who have dementia. And I'm like,
don't let them drive.
Why are people with dementia driving?
Yeah, that's another excellent question. But, you know, if the car's stolen, that's been used so many times, it's perfect for OnStar. Like, so, OnStar's recovered so many vehicles.
Do you want your car back once it's been stolen?
I don't know.
Probably torched and probably destroyed, and there's so much damage to it.
And drugs sold out of it. Don't forget the drugs were sold out of it.
It's totaled at that point.
And it should have been totaled.
What is it?
And there's a bolo out for your car.
Yeah, right.
Your car back and says, hey, we found your car.
Well, it's totaled
it
at that point.
It has three wheels. And,
yeah,
you know,
exactly. Dirty Mike and the boys got it.
But here's the car.
I'm kind of the opinion, too, and I actually watched an hour special that I recorded like a month ago where Apple Guy, what's his name? Tim Cook.
Yes.
He was saying some of the same things, and a lot of what you're saying, I mean.
I don't know if he can cook.
And that's true. But he is actually, believe it or not, from Robertsdale, Alabama.
Didn't know that.
Born in Mobile, Alabama.
He doesn't show it.
And no, he doesn't act like it either.
No.
And graduated from Auburn, which a lot of people knew that.
Oh, that's the problem.
Yeah, whatever.
I just split the listenership 50-50 right there.
So easy to press that button to change the station nowadays.
Did you hear that sound?
I mean, all
continue
right,
where
so
your thought was.
Generally, anything that I put on Facebook is public.
Right.
And I don't care. I don't even utilize the only my friends option. I mean, if I'm going to put it out on Facebook, I don't care. I want you to see it, you know, share it, read it, you know, whatever. It's all good. It's what it's there
Jay,
for.
Were you saying something? We were watching the TV.
I'm still listening.
If it's something that is not something that I want to share, I ain't going to put it out there.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm using it for what it was intended
okay.
for, I would think.
I'm not oblivious in the fact that I believe in a utopian world that will never exist. But let's think about that for just a second. How much, if you apply that same rule set to a ton of other stuff, across the rest of the world, how much is better? Look at gun control.
Well, here's
we give everybody one of those, and it may work out. But the problem is that not everyone's going to carry one of those.
Here's another thing, though. One of my Facebook friends checks in everywhere she goes. She goes to the post office. She checks in. She goes to get her hair done.
I've unfollowed those people.
I literally like sent her a private message and said, you know, if you had a stalker, you know, they wouldn't even have to work for it.
I generally only check in when I want to make people jealous of where I'm eating. The truth comes out. Yeah.
I don't check in anywhere. And if Jay checks me in with him, I'm like, why did you do that?
Why did you
take me off there? I don't want people to know where I am.
I don't post very much at all. But it's not because I'm afraid of that. It's because, like, I go to type something up and think, does anybody really care about this? Which is kind of ironic because I have an hour-long radio show where I just talk about stuff that I'm thinking about. But Facebook is like that for me. I'm thinking, okay, is this going to be an annoyance to people?
Well,
right?
They really do. I mean, look at it from so many different perspectives, all right? The guy at church, he wants to know more about you. The potential employer. I mean, when I first met you, I looked you up. I couldn't find you.
Same.
But, I mean,
no. I see. I found you instantly, and probably because you make so many posts about
everything.
Well, no, about like I found a lot of stuff about the business that you run and the stuff about politics that you follow.
But I'm not allowed to talk about it.
Yeah, right.
But he shares it with
on
everyone
Facebook
freely.
But
again, I mean, if someone wants to know more about me, they can find that out. And, you know, that can, first of all, and I will say this, that there are people that I have followed and read and thought, she's loony. Yeah, I don't
There's
I
been,
mean, you can really learn a lot about people
because
what they post.
Where I work, I don't have any control over hiring people or not hiring people. And but it still doesn't mean that when they say, "Hey, this is the name of the guy that's coming next week to do this," I'm finding him on Facebook today because I want to know.
Yeah,
and that's worked out both ways. There's been places where I go, "Oh no, I'm keeping my distance from this one." Or there's also been people come to work for us that where I go, no, as soon as they get here, I've got to ask them about this because this is the coolest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Right? Really? Yeah. And that's really neat. And that's what Facebook should be.
Well, now,
so
I'll add this millennial this thing. Little piece of information to the total puzzle here. If my career were different, if I had not made the decision so many years ago to go out on my own and be self-employed, if I did have to report to somebody other than a potential customer, I would be different.
Oh, good point.
Yep. Because there's a point where I know that, you know, vital, my job could ride on what I post.
Yes, yes. And that's something I've come to learn eventually. Fortunately, thank the good Lord, I just stopped using Facebook for a long time because I probably would have posted some really stupid stuff that would haunt me to this day.
Yeah.
And that being said, I have gone through my Twitter
like,
in the past
couple of years. Like the
people
now that are being called out on the national news saying, you posted this 16 years ago.
Yeah.
How dare you?
I mean,
because your opinion doesn't change on anything in 16 years.
Everything mirrored or to you, just never delete anything.
See,
that's happened.
Because, okay, you remember the political debates, there were lots of memes about this guy who had come up to ask a question, and he was a heavier set guy, but he had a big red sweater
The
sweater guy. And they wound up finding him on Twitter and made him famous, but then they started digging around what other usernames are shared the same way, connected them, and then proved on certain forums where he said these nasty things about people and specifically women and whatever.
And you know what's insane about that, Josh? People get paid to do that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That
Why
is
not?
Their job.
I
Why not?
That if anybody
Welcome
is
to America.
I want that to be my job.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I don't want anybody to know my stuff, but I want to be all in your stuff.
Yeah.
So if somebody wants to employ me to do that,
I think that's what makes a great private eye.
She
right?
scares me a little bit there.
Like if I can find anything about a private eye, like I think that's a reason not to hire him or her,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Because
exactly.
you're not hiding it very well.
Yeah.
And with the internet landscape the way that it is currently, it's really tough to bury any of that information. If you can't go out and delete the tweet, like you've got to bury it with good posts.
Are we done?
Our hour's up.
That is
I know it.
It.
I know it. This is getting
so. When you go into 2 hours, Josh?
Like, I don't never. Know. Maybe next week. Who knows? I've got a lot of
5-year-olds have a lot of answers.
Well, right now I've got a lot of people that say that they want to be here next week, but that may change. You know, last week everyone bailed on me, and Jay and I fiddled around with the remote broadcast software for a while.
Yeah, that was
which was
fun.
Ask the 5-year-old what he thought of the Avengers.
The Avengers movie. I wonder if either one of them. I don't. Oh,
public,
no.
Public service announcement. Don't take your 5-year-old to see the movie.
Well, one of them is going, and we'll talk about that next week. Hey, I love all of you that are listening to this. Bye, Chloe's mom.
Goodbye, Chloe's mom.
Even though Chloe's not here, talk to her about that if you're listening. And have a good week. I'll see everyone next Tuesday.
Except me.
Oh, that's right.
We won't be here.
Y'all have a good vacation. Thank you for joining me tonight, Melissa. Thank you for running the board tonight, Jay.
Fun times.
And thank you for listening, everyone out there in Radio Land.
Goodbye and good night.
I will let you and capture you.